Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. What up, y'all? What up, y'all? What's going on, y'all? My bad. I pressed the wrong button. Hung up on myself.
Hello? Red. Hello. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Red.
Yeah?
Hello. What are you doing?
Nothing. I can hear you clearly.
Well, I couldn't hear you. I was just saying, hello, help. My pants is on fire and you ain't responding. What's the problem?
And I'm like, hello. And I'm like, hello, hello, hello. Hello out there in TV land.
No TV. Podcast, internet radio. Anyway, try not to lose yourself this time. It was bad enough I hung up on myself and you, and now you just disappearing too. Like, we can't keep doing stuff like this. All right, what up, y'all? Look, another episode of The Menu. It is I, Brother B, Fabulous Big Red in the house.
What's up, people?
What up, y'all? Guest calling numbers 347-324. 3395. That's 347-324-3395. Our topic tonight is relationships and the holidays. But before I get into that, you know, there's been times where I said I wanted to start something new, but this one, and it didn't seem like it went through because, you know, people say they want to call in, but they're scared and this, this, that, and the third. Listen, you can't be scared to advertise yourself. You should know. You should never do that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to put yourself on the spot in order to get your little 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame or whatever. Or, you know, you can't
be afraid. Right, people do it all the time.
You know, exactly. And you can't be afraid to let your voice be heard, you know? So I got something new I want to try, right? And it's called What the Hell Was You Thinking? So once a week, you know, every time we do the show, we're going to pick a person that, what the hell was you thinking when you did what you did? And my first person that I'm going to go at right now is an R&B artist. And, yo, I've been watching dude since he came out. And I knew he was going to be something with his first song. But now he done effed up the game.
He done it.
And, yeah. And you might be mad at me because it's your boy. It's your boy Tank.
I know who it is already. I know.
Listen.
Already know.
What the hell was you thinking when he made this song, When We? Okay. Tank has a new song out. R&B artist Tank has a new song out. You know, it's called When We. Yo, dog. You know how many people... First of all, you're going to drop this song during cuffing season? Do you know how many people going to be getting pregnant? just because
that's
of that song.
That's what he was thinking. That's exactly what he was thinking.
What the hell was you thinking, bro? What the hell was you thinking? Yo, I mean, I watched the video. I listened to the song like 30 times. Yo, I'm going to have to get my tube tied or something like that. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
well,
I'm listening to the song. Yo, people going to get, listen, it's a great song, but be careful. Do not play in it. Do not play it when y'all Netflixing and chilling. Or listen, oh, man.
They don't even do Netflix and chilling no more. They do other stuff.
They
call it something
else
now.
But
Fire Stick
that,
and bam. Oh, God.
Have this song on. Listen, it's going to be trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That song right there from start to finish is nothing but trouble. Tank.
Oh yeah.
What the hell was you thinking, sir?
But that's
thinking?
A good. What the hell was you thinking? That's a good
one. Yeah, but still, I know it's a good. It's a good. No, it's good and it's bad. Remember, this is cuffing season. Listen. There's gonna be a lot.
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know, man. Listen, you never know. The season just started. Somebody may be passing by you playing "When We," and then you're like, "Oh!" And then next thing you know, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what?
"Yeah, well, that ain't happening. I'm too old for that mess now."
Listen.
But anything's possible, right?
I've heard.
I was gonna say anything's possible, right?
Yep, especially when it comes to that song. So.
Yeah, that's a song there. I'm like, okay.
I knew it.
I knew it was going to come out sooner or
later. Yeah.
Well,
Tank,
he had to get his rep, but you notice he had to get his rep back up because, you know, people was getting on him a little bit. You know, people was, you know, talking down about him and all that other stuff. So he had to amp it back up, you know. So he got it.
Tank. All right, Tank is this type of artist. He don't have to be the headliner, but he that dude that got your woman, and you don't even know it.
Exactly.
He ain't got to be the front man, but he got your woman, and you don't even know it, son.
Right.
When your chick is looking at you, she thinking about Tank.
About
when
Tank. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
like,
then, you
that's,
know, he's,
that's what's
you know,
going
he's,
on in her head.
Yeah, and then the thing is, you know, he says a lot of things about sexuality. He you know, he explores it, things that, you know, other dudes go, "Oh, no, I ain't doing that." But guess what? Tank is willing to go there.
Yeah, but see,
Tank
the
is
thing
willing
is,
to go there.
Tank ain't an ugly-looking brother, so he can put, you know what I'm saying, you can put two and two together with him and, you know what I'm saying, be a problem. You know what I'm saying? But some of these dudes be looking like, oh, like they breath stink. And how you going to be singing a sexy song looking like your breath stink when you ain't washed your ass yesterday? Like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
You know, that's it. Yeah, I get it because that seems to be the thing now, that the dirtier the dude is, the more appealing he is, which I'll never understand.
They
like them dirty bums looking things there.
Yeah.
But you know what?
So,
each his own.
So, yeah, Mr. Tank. If you're out there listening, somebody that knows Tank listening, tell him he gets the "What the hell was you thinking, bro? What the hell was you thinking? You made when?" I wonder if he made any babies off that damn song.
He had to.
Yeah, he had to make.
I doubt that because we'll find out when if the wife come up pregnant sooner or later. Because
that song is bad. That song is wicked.
Because he got a 3-year-old already, so let's see what happens after that.
Listen, that song is dangerous. I'm not cuffing nothing for the rest of the until springtime. I ain't cuffing nothing because I don't want to make any mistakes.
You good? Because I don't know nothing about that cuffing season stuff. I don't even know when it begin. I don't know nothing about that.
Don't run that crap. Listen, that song. I'm telling you that. Listen. That song's magical.
I ain't talking about the song. I'm just talking about that whole cuffing season stuff. I don't know
nothing
about that.
Start, That song is coming out.
That song gonna let you know.
Listen, yeah, exactly.
Let you know.
That song is gonna let you know, and it's gonna have you at the doctor like, oh, did you know you were 3 weeks? Whoa, 3 weeks?
What are you talking about? 3 weeks?
Yeah. But what happened was.
Nope. See, that's water. Look, that's water. So water weight. That's water weight. What are you talking about? Oh my
God! Once again,
well,
Brother B and Big Red.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, we rocking with the menu. Thank you guys for calling in. I want to thank some of the listeners that we have overseas. You know, the Russian Federation, Greece, France. You know, all of our people in the U.S. and United Kingdom that's also listening. You know, thank you very much for your, support. And always feel free, if you can, call in or check us out on Facebook, on the menu page, Mind Your Mental. The menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. So, relationships and holidays.
Relationships and holidays. Well,
guys, set it off.
Well, relationships, depending on what kind of relationship you're talking about.
Well, it could be
I think,
with a significant other, or it could be with family in general. Because, you know, this is the season where, you know, a lot of people got to, oh my gosh. We going over to Subtop's house. Oh, do I really have to go?
Oh,
over
we
there?
Gotta be fake. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta be fake.
Some of us have to be fake, and be around people we don't like.
For the sake
I'm
of others.
Put a twist. Yeah, I'm gonna put a twist on it. You know, it's the holiday time. Very commercialized. A lot of it is always about money and spending.
Mm-hmm.
I think as the year comes to a close, you know, and not to sound like a Hallmark card or something like that, but I really think that we need to explore the avenues and streets of where we've been throughout the course of the year to try to kind of figure out where we're going next. And when it comes down to, you know, little trivial beefs and bickerings and arguments that we've had, you know, it's like it's so much going on in the world, man. It really serves no purpose to hold a grudge in some cases. I mean, and it's kind of hard for me to say that, especially when I'm like the grudge master. Like, I hold a grudge, like, you know, I'm forever. Yeah, I'm the grudge master, B. Like, I cannot like you, not like your mother, your children. I can, listen, if there's a street with your name on it, I won't go down that street. I won't even like that street. You know, I won't even like that street no more. If I know you go and get coffee from a certain place that I like going, I won't even go there no more. Cause
I ain't going.
Yeah, I ain't going. Yeah, I don't trust it no
more. I say this, in terms of that, that's my thing. It's like, why, when holiday time comes once again, why do I have to be fake? Because, Like I've always said, it's like actions speak louder than blood. My thing is this, yeah, we're blood related. Yeah, we could be blood related. But your actions will show me differently. And my thing is this, around holiday time, I don't feel like being fake. Because the thing is, after holiday time is over, you're going to go back to that same person. Or you're going to – let me rephrase that. Not that you're going to go back to that same person. You're going to still be that person. But you're just holding a front. And then you got some people that are family members that don't hold the front. And during the holiday, they act just like who they're going to be. But they try to do it in a sneak way and try to sneak it in there. And then want to sugarcoat it to make it seem like, oh, well, I didn't really mean what I said. No, you meant it. Or I didn't really mean to do what I – no, you did. Because if you didn't mean it, you wouldn't have did it in the first place or said what you said in the first place.
Well, this is true. I mean, but see, that's the whole thing. And like I said, I don't like being fake.
Yeah,
I like
exactly.
being fake, and I really don't like fake people.
Nope. Not at all.
I've seen people be fake to other people, but then they'll be real to me. Even though I can kind of deal with that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's still not right. It's still not right, but, you know, like I said, it's too much going on in the world right now. You never know from one day to the next. You know, we
right,
New York City,
I get that.
We just lost like 8 people by some crazed ass person who just wanted to kill people. You know what I'm saying?
I have something to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to be the main. Yeah. I don't leave the topic, but I mean, you
know.
What I'm
no, no,
like,
I know, I know. I just, you know.
Yeah. People, you know, people, like, we live in an age where the first thing somebody wants to scream is terrorism when something happens. And it's like, listen, man, it's bigger than that. And sometimes it's not even that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's like we just lost 8 people for no reason. As I'm saying, you know, no person knows the day or the hour. So it's like, yo, man, why do we have to treat each other, you know, a certain way, especially when it comes down to, you know, family. You know, I mean, you can't always pick and choose your family. And in some cases, you got people, strangers in the street, that'll treat you better than your family do. Which
right.
I find,
absolutely.
You know, kind of crazy, you know, but.
Because
because
as I say, not to cut you off, but as I say, because they feel, just like you said, we're family. No matter what I do, like I said, they have that thinking of unconditional love. I get all of that. You're right, it is an unconditional love. But that doesn't mean I have to like you. That doesn't mean because it's an unconditional love, you can, like I said, you can say what you want or do certain things to me, and I'm supposed to be all right with that, because if the shoe was on the other foot, you would be down my throat. You'd be ready to fight me. Or you, once again, you have some family members that walk around and tell people things that are not true just to make them look a certain way. Really, but
well,
when really it's them.
Well, in all, I mean, my outlook on that is, you know, you have people that just crave some type of attention, whether it's positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
Some people always want to be like the newscaster.
The victim.
Of the family. You know, the newscaster.
Oh, they want
to
play victim.
Of the family.
Oh, the newscaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Some people want to, but yeah, they
yeah.
want to play victim,
they like to play
too.
Victim. Yeah.
And they're looking for somebody to, you know, to play the violin.
Exactly.
But it all boils down to some type of insecurity. And we all have, you know, we all have them, you know, whether it's small insecurities or big ones. I mean, you're always going to have somebody that wants to be a part of something, and they're going to make sure they're a part of it, whether it's positive or negative. Or if
mm-hmm.
they say something positive or negative, they're going to make sure that they're in the mix. When it comes down to your family, yeah, that's that thing where we're family. And no matter what, family stays family. Yeah, and just because because we're related, it doesn't mean that I really have to like you, as you said, and I don't really have to deal with you. I can love you from a distance, but it doesn't
mean
we rock like that. Because just because we're family, we're still individuals. And if you do something to rub me the wrong way, either I'm not going to deal with you, or I'm going to let you know what time it is. Like, yo, you can't be doing
that. And that's
because
some
people do think just because we are family that you're not entitled, or you can't say this, or you can't say that, because
mm-hmm.
you know, we've all heard it. Oh, well, don't say that. That's your cousin. Or don't say that. That's your aunt. Or don't say that. That's your grandma. No, listen, you ain't going to hurt my feelings just because what? You an elder or what? You're my cousin or you're this, you're that. Nah, man.
Right.
Listen, everybody got feelings.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't.
And you're
be
not
allowed...
gonna be insensitive to mine. Exactly. You're not gonna be insensitive to mine.
Exactly. But there's also another out. There's also another, you know, deal when it comes down to relationships. Is you just have people, you know, with their significant others. Now, I love the people that come back around because the holidays is coming. Like, you ain't here for them. They were scarce and in the wind, you know, January through September. But, you know, October, November, December, now they come back around like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And you be like, huh? I ain't heard from you in 2 months of Sundays. Wait. Oh, no, you ain't getting no Christmas gift.
2 months of Sundays,
yeah.
Right?
You ain't getting no Christmas gift, and you can't come over for turkey. So, no, you can't get a plate.
That's right.
You know, because right. Besides cuffing, this is getting a plate season because everybody starts, people won't be cuffing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Woo.
I remember.
I
was in the supermarket, man. They got the stovetop stuffing right in front of the window. American stuffing, stovetop. They got it right in front of the window, already on sale.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, damn.
Oh, yeah, they, you know that, too. Oh, yeah, I remember
yeah,
a certain person thought that every year that every time I cooked, I was supposed to, you know, send the. No, I'm not doing that. Now, as I said, I oblige you maybe the first time, the second. Okay, I'll do that because, you know, me and this person have a child in common. But then after that, you thinking that every time the holidays come around, you cooking. Oh, can I get? No, bro, pump your brakes. Don't you got a girlfriend? If you don't, you need to go find one.
Yeah,
because I'm not, no.
Her cooking ain't like yours.
Well, that's
the
not
gravy,
my problem. Your gravy is better than that. That's not my problem. If you was acting right from the giddy up, maybe you could still get some gravy. Don't forget the gravy.
Still get the gravy.
He was like, no,
like, you know,
no,
maybe.
No.
Maybe her chicken is dry. Who knows?
Me?
I don't know.
I was like, I was like, no.
But you know,
no.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like I said, I think like this is the time of year. I mean, you also can't leave out people who don't have anybody. And see, this time of year, a lot of people start get depressed because either they don't have anybody or they just lost someone very significant in their life, you know, whether it be through a passing or, you know, some other way. And it's just like, listen, don't let it get you down. Because when you start feeling down, all you got to do is listen to one of the crazy-ass episodes of the menu with me and Big Red, or listen to Hot Rod and Absolute Truth, and that should cheer you up. Listen, there's always an ear around, you know, because, I mean, this time of year, you know, a lot of people start getting little thoughts in their head, and maybe they feel they don't belong here anymore, or they don't want to be here anymore. Yo, listen, that ain't the avenue to go. There's always going to be someone here. There's always someone here to listen. There's always someone around. Like I said, listen, if you feel you ain't got nobody, hey, 347-324-3395. The menu, we here once a week, every Sunday. We here at 7. And once The Walking Dead is over, then we'll be back at 8 o'clock, 8:30. You know? Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
and maybe they're a fan of The Walking Dead, and, you know, they may want to talk about that. That's not a problem, too.
Listen, we here to talk about whatever under the sun, man. But like I said, it's never that serious. You know, there's always places where you can get help. There's always a door that you need to turn the knob and open and walk through it. There's always going to be some help around. So you don't have to. You don't have to feel alone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody here. You know, like
right,
our crazy
right,
asses.
Right.
We always here. We here. We doing it. You know?
Yep. Exactly.
With the good gravy.
Absolutely.
We here. We doing it.
With the good gravy. He's going to say with the good gravy.
We here with the good gravy.
Yeah. let's also talk about all right, like holiday time. Let's talk about like relationship in terms of say you got, you know, a person and maybe a family member or whoever, and you never see their significant other on a holiday. Ain't that the time that the person's supposed to come around, you know? Or maybe the ones that want to show off too much of the significant other, whether it's wife, husband, whoever, girlfriend, boyfriend, baby daddy, whoever. And it's like, why do you need to, you know, show them off? Or you got the ones that come, and every year they got somebody different.
Well,
the ones that come every year, and it's always somebody different every year.
Well, all I can say with that one is play on, play off. That's number one.
Last Thanksgiving, it was Keith. Now this Thanksgiving is Larry. What happened to Keith?
Hey, listen. As long as you keep your game tight, you know, you'll be all right. I mean, when it comes down to the relationships nowadays, it's like people are just getting together just to get together. They ain't even getting to know each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, especially since, yeah, once again, this is that season. This is cuffing season. You know, they just settle down for the season. You know, get what they can get, reap the rewards and, you know, the benefits of it. And then they turn around and be like, all right, well, it's getting a little warm outside. I'll catch you later.
Getting warm outside. I don't need no place to stay now. I can
go
sleep on the bench or in the train station.
Either that or, you know, people just, you know, they dressing, you know, they you know, they'll be dressing a little less when it start getting warmer. So, you know, there's more items out there to see and view. But right now, it's cold. It's getting cold outside. Nobody want to be bouncing from house to house. Nobody want to be all over the place. Listen, you gotta calm it down, you know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, who made that up with some cuffing season and up? Who made that nonsense up? Like, that is the most ridiculous and stupidest thing I ever heard of. I mean, maybe it's always been happening, and they just put a name to it now, but it's just like, who makes that stupidness up? Because, like, okay, so from October to February or March, you with a person, and then come April or May, when the weather starts getting warm, all of a sudden that person, it goes away or gone. It's like, are you serious? Like, I thought a relationship was supposed to be all year round, not during a season, and then, like, how the hell does that work?
Well, I think that it's something that's been going on, but I think some people just actually put a label to it, because now you have a situation where, now, so you remember how relationships go, the dynamics of relationships have changed. So instead of people actually courting and getting to know each other and then meeting the family and stuff like that, people are just like, hey, you know, just shacking up or hooking up, you know.
Right,
so
okay.
It's like, well, why should I waste my time with this person all year when I can turn around and, you know, get with them for a couple of months, you know, lay up, chill, get my affection for the winter. And when, you know, warm weather comes again, I'm in the wind. You know,
yeah, but that's sad, because this is why, right, but okay, there's other options out there. I get that. But why, once again, why play with somebody's emotions like that, and especially around holiday time? Why play with somebody's emotions like that?
Well, this is true. Now, there's people who do it and play with others' emotions. That's just totally wrong. But then you have professionals out there. And
right.
You have people out there who just, hey, they good with it too. Hey, you cuff with me, I cuff with you, and then around April, we part ways. However the case may be, you know.
Peace out.
We only doing this till April 23rd. After April 23rd, your lease is up and you got to go. I'm just saying, I'm, you know, like I said, relationships are not what they used to be. Even when it comes down to family, relationships ain't what it used to be. It used to be a tight-knit thing. You know, it's certain things you just, it's certain lines that you wouldn't cross, certain things you wouldn't dare to say. But now it just seems like everything is out there, you know, full exposure, maximum exposure, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I'm going to put
people
this
person people say whatever the hell they want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't
say
be
what they
sitting
want
at the table. Can't be sitting at the table say, oh, because you passed the bread and, oh, why are you cheating on mama? And then, oh, can you pass the gravy too? Like, oh, wow.
Whoa, what?
Hey, what did you say before?
Say
last
what?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, who was that girl you was with last week? Oh, could you give me some biscuits, please? Like, whoa. Right.
Oh, God.
Like, you can't do stuff like that, man. Like,
right.
Some people get these ideas off of TV. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
Oh, Lord.
Guess what? When the episode is over, everybody go sit down and have a drink, or everybody go back to their perspective, you know, peoples or whatever, and their life goes on. You,
right,
however, would be the dummy jackass, if I could quote you, and will say something out of line at the dinner table in front of people, and that's not going to go away.
No, absolutely not.
Is somebody going to remember?
Not like on the next episode, yeah.
Yeah. No. That ain't gonna go away. Because they're going to be talking about you for weeks, and they might not invite you to the next family function. So it's like, why would you even, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how good her pie is. I don't want her in my house. You know, it's like,
yep, exactly.
We got to do better. We definitely have to do better. And especially around this time of year,
people have to stop getting in their feelings. Everybody got to stop getting in their feelings, and people got to stop getting and get out their feelings or their animosity towards that person. To me, that means that you've always had. To me, I feel that when things like that happen, that means you've always had an issue with me, or you've always had that issue. You just waited until it was the right time to put it out there.
True. Like, yo, real talk, you know, like ever since grandma died, it's like I just started to see, you know, because she was the matriarch of the family, so it seemed like everything just started to kind of split from there.
Right.
You know, like I think every family goes through it. There's always this one person that is like the glue that binds everything together, and once you lose that person, it just seems like a lot of things just fall apart, things change. You know, you turn around and find out that your first cousin was actually your third or your fourth, and, you know, you just start finding out.
Your third or your fourth.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or your brother or your sister or something.
Yeah, exactly. Then you find, like, oh.
But I wonder why
Bug
that is, like.
Eight kids. Like, wait a minute. Eight kids? I thought you had four. No, there's about four more.
June bug was bugging out.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I wonder why that is. You know, I wondered why that was. You know, like when you know, like you said, with the head person that always passes, whether it's grandma, grandpa, you know, why does that always happen and everything comes out then?
You know what? Because it's like the head of the gang. It's like the head of the mafia. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things you just, you know, if we don't respect each other, it's one thing. But you gotta respect the head of the gang. You got, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta respect that grandma. Because, you know, if you don't want a call from grandma saying, yo, I heard such, such, such. And you're like, no, grandma. Okay, grandma. I'm sorry, grandma. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be in that position.
Right.
Oh, grandpa. I'm sorry. Or mom. You don't want to be in that scolding, getting scolded position by the hierarchy. You know?
Right. I get it.
You
okay.
Could very well not get your slice of blueberry pie. That, you know what I'm
saying? Cobbler.
Like, you can be, yeah,
or that
yeah,
peach cobbler you ain't getting.
You can definitely, like, miss out on your goods and your blessings. So you don't want to piss off the head of the gang. So I think that's why. I mean, that's the best way I can put it. But I think that's why.
He said you don't want to piss off the head of the gang.
Yeah, you don't want to piss off the head of the gang. You just don't want to do that. There's consequences and repercussions. And it's beyond
right.
Cornbread. It's beyond that. So you don't want to. You don't want to piss off the head of the gang, so you can't, you keep that respect on. Like I said, me and you could disrespect each other all day, but you don't respect the head of the gang. Because then when the head of the gang is gone,
right?
Then it's like, oh,
that's
wow.
When everything, yeah. That's
when
everything comes
changes.
Out.
Yeah, because it's like, well, now I don't have to, like, it's certain things that
be
I don't
nice.
Have to do or certain things that I can't say now.
Be nice.
Because
I don't
the head
have to
of the
be
gang,
nice anymore.
Yeah, exactly. The head of the gang, I'm not going to get a call from the head of the gang saying, yo, I'm not going to get a call from grandma or grandpa or moms or something saying, yo, what you doing? You want me to smack you?
Yeah.
You're too old to
yeah,
smack.
Exactly.
You know, you don't get that phone call.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's one of the issues right there. But out of respect, we should kind of keep it in perspective and be like, well, grandma, grandpa didn't want this. They wouldn't want this.
Right, right,
that.
Absolutely.
But
you got these, they don't care about that.
Well, see,
okay.
A lot of people are selfish. You got this.
They don't care about that.
Listen, people are getting real, real selfish nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they don't care about you.
You got some of them that's doing it right in front of their heads and don't care.
Exactly.
Okay, and we ain't talking about no young ones either. The young ones,
yeah.
The young ones, you kind of, you know, you expect it because they're young. But these older ones we talking about, yeah. They kind of
they.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You would think, but they don't. They don't because it's all about them.
5891. I'm sorry, Red. Call 5891. You're on the Health Dominion. What up?
What's up, everyone? Fine people,
oh.
fine people.
Hey,
what's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's
up?
What's good?
Hey, man, just chilling, man, on a Sunday evening. Grooving on a Sunday evening.
You grooving?
That's right. Yeah,
you,
we're
you
grooving.
Listening to
Lufo?
You listening to Lufo?
Nah, man. No, just chilling out. But let me tell you. I was listening to the show about this whole thing with relationships and cupping season and all.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what the problem is with this, with relationships nowadays. That's all messed up. Social media has changed everything. You think you know somebody, some people, they go crazy as soon as they meet the person. Oh, my goodness, this person is different, or this person is this. This person is that. I'm like, listen, what you need to be aware of, and I say this not just to the ladies but also the fellas, be careful of the slick talkers.
Definitely.
Too many slick talkers out there.
Well, listen. The slick talkers ain't really going nowhere. It seems, but you know what the problem is, K-Dog? It's not only the slick talkers, but it's the weak-minded people that actually feed into their BS. Like, they know it's BS. They know it's bull, but they still feed into it anyway. And that's why
they don't
want to
be lonely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
they
the problem.
They want somebody to cuff.
K-Dog.
K-Dog, I think we need to open up a business. Cuffing is us. So from the month, of October,
that's right.
From October to April, you can come. Like,
yep.
We'll rent a spot. You come and we cuff you. I mean, not with handcuffs, but we can get some cuffing going on. There's
yeah,
cuffing.
You know what it is, and it's like now, too many, and like you said, too many people are afraid of being lonely. Listen.
Alone,
it's
yeah,
not,
they don't want to be alone. Mm-hmm.
And it's like you said, weak-minded people. But you know what else, too, that's wrong with these relationships? Like I said, social media, reality TV, books, and all that crazy stuff. People are letting these things run their lives. How the hell do you know somebody because you met them only once How well do you know someone within a year?
Mm-hmm.
How well do you think so? You know somebody within a year?
Well, you know, sometimes it's someone else's arrogance, and they think that they've done all their homework, and they think they know you, or they think they're like some professional, like, mind reader or whatever. Like, you know, but you know what? I think sometimes, when you to go back what you're saying about social media, like, people
yeah.
read certain things or see certain things and be like, oh, yeah, okay, I know this. You're that type of person. So they'll, like, do the comparison. Like, I remember one time.
Right.
Some years ago, I was dealing with someone, and they were actually comparing me to what they were reading in a book.
Oh, wow.
Like, literally. one day we was talking, and then she was like, oh, it's just what he said in chapter 12. Chapter 12.
What?
I was like,
that's the problem.
You're chapter 12.
Oh, no. What are you talking about? He said, that's exactly what he said, chapter 12. He said, this, that. You're doing good. You matching exactly.
I'm like, wow.
Here we go again.
And see, that's what I'm saying. People are comparing you to other standards. And the whole thing is, you got to really look at the source, because sometimes the source ain't all that credible.
No, it's not. And people don't talk to each other anymore because, right, you know what it is? Again, with modern day technology, social media, people are going to text each other. They rather text than have an actual conversation.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Now, the only reason why I defend texting somewhat is because there's certain people you just can't be talking to.
Right.
Like, there's certain dummy jackasses out there that you just be like, all right, listen, let me just send you this in an emoji and keep it moving. Because if I call you, it's going to be something. It's definitely going to be something else.
Yeah, but that's all right for somebody that you already know. But if it's a person that you're getting to know or trying to know, it's like, no, dog, let's have a conversation. Talk to me.
But some people don't have anything to talk about because they ain't anything.
Yeah, except
they
for sex.
They don't have anything going for themselves. They don't have
a
goal for themselves. They don't have nothing.
Because that's what they always want to talk about. That's what the only thing they ever want to talk about instead of having a conversation. Everything is about sex, this. Then you want to start sending me pictures. No, I don't want to see pictures of that. I've seen plenty of them. I don't want to see it again. Like, leave
me
alone.
Your man tank.
It's all about this. The problem is... that nobody wants to have a conversation anymore. When you meet somebody, it's like totally different.
Because see, when you talk, on social media, on the internet, you can be whoever you want to be. You can turn around and tell them, your name is Gandalf from the planet Zormak, and you just flew in, you know, and you make incredible cheeseburgers. And somebody's going to believe you. Like, there's going to be somebody out there that's just going to believe you. Didn't see a spaceship and never tasted the cheeseburgers, but they're going to believe that you're all this stuff right there.
Exactly.
It's just how some people are nowadays. So you can put on whatever persona you want. You can be whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
But when you're sitting down face to face, now you got to be real. And see, you got some boring ass people out there. You got some very superficial and very, what's the other word I'm looking for? Fake ass people out
there. Yes, they are.
You know, very shallow. And they can't carry on a conversation. They can't talk about anything. We got this, whether it's in the streets or in our homes with family members. You know, I'm not very big on family. I've been trying to be a little more, I'm a maverick, and that's that. But I'm trying, because I want to show my kid better. I'm trying to be a little bit more cohesive.
But it's hard.
It's hard.
Way hard.
You know, it's hard to walk into a bathroom after somebody just blew it up and use it. It's just hard.
Oh, man.
And that's the best way I can describe it, because sometimes that's how it is with dealing with certain family members. It's like you just seen somebody come out the bathroom and it's like, oh, spray. Oh, come on. You don't want to deal with that. But you got to go to the bathroom real bad. So you got to, you know, your nostrils will just.
Right. Sometimes you're subjected to it. Like that,
yeah,
I feel the same way. I feel the way because, you know, that's how I am. You know, I try to, you know, deal with certain family members because of my dad, and he's the only parent I have left right now. So I just try to, you know, oblige him. But just like you said, it's just like, why do I want to keep subjecting myself? Why do I keep trying or want to? Because subjecting myself to it is not good for my mental.
Yeah.
It's not good for my mental.
Nope, it's
not. It's never good making yourself the sacrificial lamb. It's never a good thing, but I will say that, you know, once again, because it is the season, we have to try to maybe start doing a little better and kind of drop, because you're supposed to drop the selfish attitude. It's the holidays. You know, everybody, it's like Charlie Brown Christmas. Everybody's supposed to, you know, just be all nice to one another and give. It's the saying goes, better to give than to receive. We've got a lot of people who rather receive than give.
Exactly. And you know what?
And
you have some real selfish and some selfish people out there. About some people who take the holidays to break up with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Wow, yeah.
I never understood that. How do you
do that?
Yeah, that's real.
It's happened on Christmas Day. Like, oh, I got to talk to you. Hey, Merry Christmas. So I'm coming here. You know, family day. They're like, oh, can I talk to you inside for a second? Oh, this isn't working out. And you're like, excuse me, but this is Christmas. And?
Does that happen? But does that happen because they didn't get the gift that they wanted, or they just like? How do you break up with somebody like at Christmas time, or like during
even Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Or start or bring up a stupid argument.
Yeah.
Just to break
like,
up.
Oh yeah, I've been through that where somebody started an argument with me before a holiday just to keep from, you know, buying a gift or to keep from, yeah, I've been through that.
Wow. That's
some
crazy.
People do that.
So you rather argue and have beef and listen, you ain't got to give me nothing. I give my own.
That's
gift.
Right.
I work. I give my own stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
But maybe it's the expectation. Because maybe some people have too big of an expectation when it comes down to certain things. Oh, well, I hope I'm going to get me a ring this Christmas. I'm going to get me this and get me that. And it's like,
and that's another thing, too. That's another thing that's going on right now. People are copying off of these celebrities off of social media. Oh, I want the ring.
Gucci got married.
Yep.
Oh God.
Because Gucci Mane got married.
I can't believe they televised that. I can't believe they did that.
Certain things just should be private. Some things should be private.
Yeah, like why are you even televising that?
And that's the problem. People are giving into this. Like I said, reality TV, social media, it's been a relationship killer. That's why people are comparing their relationships to the stuff they see on reality TV. They're comparing it to social media because, oh, so-and-so proposed within a few months. What about us? Excuse me.
I don't think marriage should be rushed. You know,
no.
I mean, even though me personally, the only thing that separates marriage from a regular relationship is paperwork. That's all it is. It's just paperwork. It doesn't mean getting married doesn't mean that you love the person any more or any less than when if you guys are living together for the rest of your lives. It doesn't mean anything, but society is so stuck on it because, of course, listen, which would you rather put $10,000 on a house or $10,000 on a wedding?
Oh no, they'd rather put $10,000 on that wedding. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, but they rather put that $10,000 on the wedding because they want to show everybody, look at me, I got married.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
After that beautiful wedding, after the dresses and the designer tuxes, after that honeymoon in Aruba or Bahamas or whatever have you, guess what? When you get home from that honeymoon,
back to work.
It's back to life, real life. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to
back
deal? Are you
to life?
Yeah,
back to reality.
Because when you wake up in the morning next to this person, and that person got some stank morning breath, are you gonna be able to handle that?
Yeah, you're like, what happened to your breath? Like, we married
exactly.
Now, so I can let the monkey out. Like, oh, no.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Or better yet, you're sleeping next to the person, and you're sleeping next to this person, and this person decides while they're sleeping to lay a big one on you that clears up your nostrils.
Burns
you
the air out your nose.
Like,
damn, what the hell is that?
Meet the real me.
Meet the real me.
Or better yet, don't forget to fix the food up. Oh yeah, you do that. I'm gonna be working late. I'm hungry. Can you fix me a place to eat?
Yeah, fix your place. You better hit McDonald's on your way home.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh god. Yep.
Or better yet, you find out this person can't even do laundry. Like, well, I'm so used to my mama doing laundry for me. I can't. Could you do it for me?
Yep, absolutely.
Yo, it happens. It's like what you said, Kago. People are in such a rush
to get married.
Really not getting to know. Not just get married, but just like you said, and like Red said, some people don't want to be alone.
No,
and the whole thing
desperate.
Is sometimes you have to find yourself. But that's
right,
the problem. Nobody, people are really not trying. Listen, remember that song
they're
by
not
YouTube? I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Exactly. They still stand there, wait, you know, they say, oh, I'm going to try to find myself. But yet, as soon as a slicker comes up and tries to talk to them, they and starts laying down those lyrics, y'all go crazy and y'all going for it. And it's like, whoa,
ready
wait a minute.
Ready to drop them drawers.
Exactly.
I'm like,
that's what they do.
Control yourself because, listen, like, I got out of a relationship that abruptly ended, and you know what? It taught me a huge lesson. It made me a better man than I once was. I used to be the one that used to give 100% to someone who wasn't worthy of it. I learned to cut that off. Now I learned how to appreciate who I am as a man.
Right.
True.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's what's up. And you know what? Being single, it shows you a lot of things about who you are and what you're going to go for and what you're not going to go for. And
right.
You know what else? You enjoy yourself, man, and you're able to save more money.
That's right. You ain't got to buy nobody no present on a holiday.
Hell no.
Exactly.
That's right.
I can buy myself something. I can buy what
That's
I
right.
like.
Exactly.
Huh.
Save
I
my money.
Gotta buy, I can buy what I like. That's right.
I ain't got to buy
terrible.
A damn thing.
Mm-mm. It's just
That's
sad
right,
that it's
yeah.
like that now.
No, because now these days relationships are not the same. And the holidays, like I said, relationship and the holidays. The holidays are there for you to enjoy with your family, the real love that you get from your friends and your family, not a love that's going to be here today and then tomorrow they're just going to take it away.
Yep.
That don't make
oh,
no
once
sense,
again.
Especially –
Once again, it's superficial.
Ahead,
once again, it's all about the superficial, man. It's all about pleasing, you know. It's all about the now instead of the them. You know what I'm saying? People are just thinking about today. Nobody's really thinking about tomorrow or next week and stuff like that. They're not really thinking about it. A lot of people just really don't care.
Nope. Not at all.
A lot of people are so self-centered and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
in other words,
man, I mean, that's not what the holidays are about.
Love don't live here no more. Love
exactly.
Don't live here no more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Yeah.
So
don't
try to
they don't live
for
nowhere
love.
No more. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They don't
there's
live
no
nowhere
love.
No more.
The only love they have is the love of money, the love of, what kind of job do you have, or how's your income, how's all of this going. It's all about that, and that's the sad part about it. It's like sex and money is what's running things now, and that's why love is all – love is gone.
It's all about what's on the surface. No one nowadays are really like it's not. Society doesn't preach or put out there like it's cool to stay together or it's cool to look out for one another. It's all about being
right and
from one another.
But you know what? Even if they do put it out, it's like. You're so busy looking at the, like we always say, like the negativity is what's selling. Like the negativity is what's bringing people to that point. Like they rather be on the negative and have drama than to be at peace.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is sad.
And it's
sad, and
which is sad. You rather be with a person and you going back and forth with them, and every day y'all arguing and the chicks you putting a hand all up in the dude's face. It's like that seems to be the norm.
Well, some people equate all that arguing and stuff with, oh well, he loves me or she loves me because they get an emotional response. Some people think because they get an emotional response, whether positive or negative, that this person is genuinely interested in me. Because
no, that sounds like an abusive
out.
Relationship to me.
Exactly.
That sounds like an abusive relationship.
Well, that doesn't
make
love
no sense.
If you're gonna continue to fight the person, then I don't know what the hell is it that you're staying with the person that you're always fighting with.
Right.
Because.
Absolutely.
Because once again, some people feel if they can trigger an emotional response, they got you.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. They got you.
It's crazy.
You know? Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. And especially, once again, during the holiday time, this time of year, you start to reflect. You start to, some people are thankful for what they have. Some people are thankful for what they don't have. For what they, what they make it, and you got to look at the people around you. Be thankful for who's here and who isn't.
Absolutely.
After some of these family functions, you'll start to realize or see who you can love at a distance. Like, yeah, I love you, but I got to love you
over there. Over there. Definitely.
You got 90 seconds left. K-Dog, any parting remarks, sir?
Listen, if you're going to love first, I'm preaching now, but love yourself first before you can ask anybody to love you.
Amen.
And holidays is for holidays are for family and close friends.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
Just
be true. Just be true to your people. If you're not feeling that person, I understand there may be a little animosity, but you know what? Don't be fake about it. If you don't mess with that person, just don't say nothing. Just you sit across from the table, you talk to whoever you talk to down there, and I'll stay at my end of the table. That's it.
Well, all I got to say is drink, be merry, and safe. And don't go trumping. In other words, grabbing crotches or coochies.
Don't go trumping.
God bless America. No trumping.
No trumping.
So on
no
that
trumping.
Note, Big Red, Kid okay. Dog, thanks. That's the menu right there. Another one in the can. Come on. Absolute Truth. Hopefully you should be on tomorrow night. Blog Talk Radio, Hot Rod, H.E.B., Sean Black, and K-Dog.
All right.
Until next week.
Topic is good.
All right.
All right. Peace out.
All right,
peace. Later, guys.
Later.
Later.